We understand impatience. It is a part of the inheritance of being in a body and being in the human condition. But we would like to remind you of the attachment to impatience that we sometimes forget about, and how we examine this when it is a part of what we are feeling is with some very simple questions. And that is, if I had what I wanted in this moment, what would it mean about who I am? What would it mean about my identity as a spiritual being, my connection to the universe, my power, my gifts? And we have to use that from time to time to stop the train that is impatience. That is the nature of the way impatience moves very quickly, and it wants to go faster and faster. And the problem is that if the train was impatience, its destination is despair. And that is why even when we feel it, we want to bring it into a better focus. We want to say, of course, it is only human to be impatient. It is human to want something now. It is human to say, I have done this and therefore this should be the outcome. But we would direct you, if we could, to those other questions. If it were all here now, would you be someone that you are not? Would you have gifts that you do not have now? Would you be any more connected to the universe? No. So by asking the truly basic questions, we suppose you could call them that, you can sometimes slow the train down. It in no way means that you do not want what you want. Of course you want what you want. But it does help you move in your life centered and not outside of yourself and not moving quickly toward despair. And these are things that are important to know, because the human condition can be very challenging to manage. And we want to manage it in a way that keeps us whole and keeps us safe. So we mentioned this partly because of the speed at which the world is moving. And the faster the world moves, it seems to us that the more quickly we should have what we want. But creation now has become complex, because there is not only your effort and your wheel, but there are the fast-moving wheels on the planet and in the world, and many things must come into proper alignment. And in the time when they do, then what you want will simply be there. So keeping all of this in mind, but never being critical of yourself for impatience, because it is, after all, a challenge of being in the human condition. Remembering this, we will begin to meditate together. So if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply, and around the outside of your body, feel a wind that is circular and moves from your feet upward, around you, and let this turning wind clean up the outside of your field, anything that might have caught there from the world, any interactions in the world that might have been upsetting. Let the wind, feel it move around you, and let it take all of that. And feel it as it moves higher. And be aware of the wind moving around your head and your thoughts. And feel that movement going up and taking with it all that might have caught in your field in the week. And see it move away and take all of that with it. Now begin to feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your body. And feel it cleanse the root so that your love of creating is a match for who you are and gathers its power from your own identity. Feel the cleansing energy move into the second center. And clear away all the judgment and the shame. Feel the cleansing energy move through the solar plexus and release the emotions that do not serve you. Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart and wash away the pain. Take away the fear and any blocked places in the heart that need to be released. Feel the cleansing energy come into your throat so that your communication with yourself, inside of yourself and outside of yourself, is a match for your identity, for your heart, for your wisdom. And feel the cleansing energy come up through the body and into the third eye. Feel the cleansing energy wash the third eye and let you become intuitive, more intuitive than you have been before. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through the open crown, taking with it any heaviness, any mistaken beliefs, any energies that are not good for you. Feel those leaving your body. And know that the crown has been left open so that it may rejoin with Source, with the power and the beauty of the universe. And when you are in that alignment, allow your energy to move up through your body, out through your crown and upward. Feel the night sky. Feel the coolness of it. See a silver path that takes you ever upward to a point of light. Let yourself move easily, gently, without effort. And when you come to the light, see that there is a symbol on the entrance to your place. and walk to that symbol, into the place that has been prepared for you. And when you are in your place, see that there is golden light all around you, and a place where water flows freely. Drink the water and refresh your spirit. And move lightly upward toward a place where your teacher waits for you. Spend this time with your teacher. When you've spoken with your teacher, receive a gift from the teacher. Thank the teacher who has come to you and been with you and bringing your gift with you. Come back toward the place where you entered and walk through and find the silver path that leads you back to your circle and those who sit with you. And when you are above your circle, as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.